This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It's like Dottie Peoples was singing the song this morning, "Be Ready." Are you ready for your appointment? Because this is one you cannot miss. But the sad thing is death is not the bad thing. Because the Bible said, "Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory?" The point here, it says, is appointed unto man once to die, then the judgment. Are you going to be able to stand before God? If you're standing in your own righteousness, it won't work. He says all your righteousness are as filthy rags. You cannot be good enough to get into heaven. You only come by the love of His Son, Christ Jesus. You must believe that He is the very Son of God and that He died. And here's, thank God, on the third day He rose from the grave with all power. Are you ready for your appointment? So we know that death is sure. The next thing, death is short-lived. Here's what Job 14:1 says. "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." My goodness, Lord help us. He tells us that our life is full of trouble. It says our life is few days. We don't have that much time down here. But what are you doing with the time Christ has given you? He's not going to measure you based on someone else's time. He is going to measure you on your time. So we see that our life, he says, a man that is born of woman is few days and full of trouble. Oh my. And then James 4:14 says this, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow." Oh my. "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." I'm telling you, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. Our life is like that vapor. If you ever dropped a drop of water on the ground and you come back a few seconds, it's gone. That's how quick our life is. But will you leave a mark? That is the question. So we see that our life is short. And also, it's a surprise. As it says, you know not what is on tomorrow. Because, like I say, that Monday morning, my wife was here, and then by that night, she was gone. I'm telling you, death is a surprise. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 3 puts it this way. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 3 puts it this way. It says, "And David sware moreover and said, Thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thy eyes. And he saith, Let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death." So I'm telling you, when you're taking those steps, the Bible says it is your one step to death. Wow, that's how quick and surprising death can be. But oh, I am so glad today that those are the bad things. It's short, and it's a surprise. But praise be to God, Psalms 116, verse 15. Now, I want you to write this down if you're listening to God's Word today. Psalms 116, verse 15. Listen to this. "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." Wow. So death can be sweet. I'm telling you, when we get over the initial shock, when we get over the initial grief, and then we think about the sweetness of death.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.